This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump is en route to El Paso, Texas. Earlier, he was in Dayton, Ohio. The two cities lost a combined 31 lives in last weekend's mass shootings. At the White House, Mr. Trump talked gun control. Here's APZ Donahue.
Before leaving the White House, the president said he has had plenty of talks with lawmakers.
Well, I'm looking to do background checks. I think background checks are important. I don't want to put guns into the hands of mentally unstable people or people with rage or hate, sick people.
The president says he is concerned about the rise of any group of hate.
Whether it's white supremacy, whether it's any other kind of supremacy, whether it's Antifa.
Gun control bills have languished in the Republican-controlled Senate, including one that would require federal background checks for all firearm sales and transfers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a massive car bomb explosion in Afghanistan's capital today. At least 14 people were killed, scores of others wounded. Authorities say the attacker detonated his suicide vehicle as it entered a police compound in western Kabul. Today's attack comes as the insurgents continue talks with the United States about ending the 18-year war. Call it a sign of the times. There was something of a panic in New York last night. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
The New York City Police Department says the noise of backfiring motorcycles caused alarm and sent people scrambling in Times Square last night. The NYPD tweeted it had received a number of 911 calls and urged the public to remain calm, declaring the Times Square area is very safe and adding there was no active shooter. The scare comes just days after 31 people were killed in two mass shootings less than 24 hours apart in El Paso, Texas and Dayton, Ohio. I'm Matt Small.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Airways canceled